building, but he can use it. Grimm's Fairy Tale. The 12 Huntsmen. There was once a king's son who had a bride whom he loved very much. And when he was sitting beside her and very happy, news came that his father lay sick unto death and desired to see him once again before his end. Then he said to his beloved, "I must go now and leave you. I give you a ring as a remembrance of me. When I am king, I will return and fetch you." So he rode away, and when he reached his father, the latter was dangerously ill and near his death. He said to him, "Dear sir, I wished to see you once again before my end. Promise me to marry as I wish." And he named a certain king's daughter who was to be his wife. The son was in such trouble that he did not think what he was doing, and said, "Yes, dear father, your will shall be done." Thereupon the king shut his eyes and died. When, therefore, the son had been proclaimed king, and the time of mourning was over, he was forced to keep the promise which he had given his father, and for which the king's daughter he asked in marriage, and she was promised to him. His first betrothed heard of this and fretted so much about his faithfulness that she nearly died. Then her father said to her, "Dearest child, why are you so sad? You shall have whatever you will." She thought for a moment and said, "Dear father, I wish for 11 girls exactly like myself, face, figure, and size." The father said, "If it be possible, your desire shall be fulfilled." And he caused a search to be made in his whole kingdom until 11 young maidens were found who exactly resembled his daughter in face, figure, and size. When they came to the king's daughter, she had 12 suits of huntsmen's clothes made, all alike, and the 11 maidens had to put on the huntsmen's clothes, and she herself put on the because there was some handsome fellow, she said. Yes. And the wood blew me lightly. And now they were the bugles blow. The king, however, had a lion who could have won his animal, but he knew all concealed and secret things. It came to pass that one evening he said to the king, "Do you think you have 12 huntsmen?" "Yes," said the king, "we have 12 huntsmen." The lion continued, "You are mistaken. We are 12 girls." The king said, "That cannot be true. How will you prove that to me?" "Hold, let some peas be strewn in the antechamber," answered the lion, "and then you will soon see. Men have a firm step, and when they walk over peas, none of them stir. But girls trip and slip and drag their feet, and the peas roll about." The king was well pleased with the counsel, and caused the peas to be strewn. There was, however, a servant of the king who favored the huntsmen, and when he heard that they were going to be put to this test, he went to them and repeated everything, and said, "The lion wants to make the king believe that you're girls." Then the king's daughter begged him, and said to the maiden, "Show some strength, and step firmly on the peas." The next morning, when the king had the 12 huntsmen called before him, and they came into the antechamber where the peas were lying, they stepped so firmly on them, and had such a strong, sure walk, that not one of the peas either rolled or stirred. Then they went away again, and the king said to the lion, "You have lied to me. They walk just like men." The lion said, "They had been informed that they were going to be put to the test, and have assumed some strength. Just let 12 spinning wheels be brought into the antechamber, and they will go to them and be pleased with them, and that is what no man would do." The king liked the advice, and had the spinning wheels placed in the antechamber. But the serpent, who was well disposed to the huntsman, went to them and disclosed the project. So when they were alone, the king's daughter said to her 11 girls, "Show some constraint, and do not look round at the spinning wheels." And next morning, when the king had his 12 huntsmen summoned, they went through the antechamber, and never once looked at the spinning wheels. brain.